Yeah, three interesting stories that I came across yesterday. You can catch up on all of these stories on the SME7.com blog pages. If you just go to SME7.com, you'll see a tab there with a blog link. And if you go there, you can read about these. One of them was found by Claire Rake. She sent over a tweet about a guy who was looking at the UK life expectancy and the output per head of population in terms of dollars over the last couple of hundred years, and it was just demonstrating how far China was behind, but how massively quickly they're now catching up. Life expectancy is almost the same as the UK, and the astronomical growth in the country is showing that actually they're not far behind us now. Another 5 years perhaps and they'll overtake us. That was quite interesting. And then there was an article in the Telegraph that Chris Bowne brought to my attention, which was basically saying that by 2050 the age of the population and the fact that people will be having to pay for their old age means that the inheritance that people sort of take for granted will cause family rifts, and is likely to cause huge problems for families. That was quite interesting because that takes no consideration of perhaps the changes that we'll see in the way we actually live and work, because as we move through the next 20 years, we'll be living and working more back in the community. Maybe the concept the concept of enough, which is something that I'm bringing to people's attention, means that actually we'll be concentrating more on lifestyle, not on greed and capitalism, which means that we'll be more socially aware and more community based, which means that we'll probably take more care of each other rather than relying on paid for services. So I'm not 100% behind that story in terms of the way I see it, but interesting that on the one hand they're saying that we're all going to be living a lot longer, but on the other hand not change the thinking in terms of where perhaps we'll be as a nation and how we'll be operating when it comes around to sort of 2050 time. And the third story brought to my attention by Peter Ragg was Vince Cable in the newspapers saying that the government are having a real problem trying to explain the real trouble that the country is in. You know, the banking crisis and all that's one thing, but actually the UK is no longer a superpower, no longer leading world trade and commodity pricing. You know, we're basically in the beck and call and the mercy of other expanding nations like China and India, and that's quite interesting, because it just what I've been banging on about for quite a while now, which is that, you know, we're just going to have to get used to the fact that the money's moving east, the manufacturing's moving east, and our role as a nation in the global economy is changing, and we've just got to wake up to the fact that things are never going to go back to the way they are, and we've got a whole new era, a whole new agenda going on, which we have to just get to grips with and start looking at. And that's what SME7, Link for Growth, Living for Free, 2020 BC, check all these tags out. That's what this whole thing's about. A new world order is upon us, and until we wake up to it, we're just going to be struggling. We're fighting against the world trends, and we need to get back in line with that, science, it's definitely a new way of doing things is about to take place, and you know, that's what our movement, SME7, 2020 BC, Living for Free is all about. So, I encourage you to get involved. Okay, bye for now.